Regional growth disparities and inequalities have often been considered as a bane of liberalization. But there are also those who, despite belonging to the underprivileged class or caste, use the opportunities liberalization brought with itself. Many Dalits, the lowest rung in Hinduism's social hierarchy, overcame societal resistance and moved away from their traditional jobs like manual scavenging, leather work, etc. Raja Nayak, one of India's first Dalit millionaires and the fifth in our series Days of Our Lives, tells us his story of want, desperation, and how the opportunities that liberalization brought in made him realize his dreams.
I'm Raja Nayak. I'm the first generation Dalit entrepreneur. My businesses are into logistics, packaging for agro-food industries. But today my turnover is about 55 to 60 crores per annum. The size of my business is about 60 crores approximately. I am about 53 years.
Just a little about how you started your business.
In the 90s, circumstances in my family made me to get into business. Those days, there were a lot of export-rejected garments. Luckily, I got Tata surplus shirts in Madras. I bought those shirts for 50 rupees a shirt, which I directly sold it in the market for 100 rupees. That was in front of Bosch, a German company. So there, I just put on all these shirts on the front side, on the gate, on the footpath. And it was a lunch hour. Hundreds and thousands of staff come out of the gate for lunch and other things. And that day, in between 2 and 3, I sold all my shirts. And in 1 hour's time, I could see 5,000 rupees as my profit. I come from a very poor background. My father was, unemployed. As every parent's dream, I was also put into a small English medium school. But there also, our parents could not afford to pay the fees. And every 3 months, 6 months, they used to make us stand in the ground or in the office, and we used to get beatings for the fees, and we used to cry and go. And I could remember my mother pledging whatever she had, 1 or 2 earring or hand ring pledge, and come and pay the fees. But again, that jewelry would not come back. Again, another 3 months would come. Again, there was no fees for us. Then I said, this is not my time. So, during that period, this was an opportunity. I had one North Indian friend. So, he had some ideas. So, without informing my house, I left to Madras. So, there we got this opportunity and we immediately came back. We used to travel up and down night, go in the night, get those surplus shirts. Because that was the hub for garments those days. Today, it is not there. But those days, it was the garments hub was Madras.
But how old were you at
that? I'm just 17 years of age at that time. I had finished my 10th and I was in the first POC. So there again, fees and all those things were there. We could not survive, and the lifestyle where they are looking at other, how they used to come. We never had chapel to wear. So all this made us, okay, we have to earn our life. We have to make something big. So that was my beginning. I got that thrill. I could see 5,000 rupees. Even in a month also, we could not see that.
This idea that this could sell, how did this
even we saw some people doing it. We could see some people doing it. And Brigade Road is an happening place in Bangalore. So a lot of things happen there. Even today also, you can see a lot of, the garments are sold. So because in Tamil Nadu, there's one more district called as Tirupur. It is a cotton hub, inner garments. You get it in kg. For example, banyans, 10 banyans, we will get for 50 rupees. We can sell one banyan at 50 rupees. So we used to buy that and put it on the footpath. And slowly from footpath, we shifted to hire a hall, everyday rent, where now the expos happen, something like that. You must have seen the expos, garments, sales. And daily, there were less investment and more of money. Then as we started the business, people started giving us on credit also. Our turnover and give and take cash. And they used to listen to our stories, how we are hard working we are doing. So they used to extend even credit also for us. It was about 87, 88 when I started this. When I flourished, it was all after 90s. From 88 to 90, we were on the year, selling here and there. But we used to say it was not exactly any professional business I was doing. But I used to see money. Like from cotton shirts, I switched on. Those days, Kolhapuri chapels were very famous. So I used to go to, because it is our border state, Belgaum, Nipani. Nipani is a place where we get a lot of chapels. And 99% are Dalits. It is manufactured by Dalits. But sold by the upper caste in big names. So cobbler is a Dalit. 100%. So then I took, for example, even in my first PUC before to that, what happened that, I had a caste certificate. So only on the caste, because I was an average student, so only on the reservation I got the, my parents wanted me to make be a medicine. So they bought me science. And I could not, because I got science because I was 35%. But still, because of the quota, I got the seat. So there, I have to say that I am a Dalit. If not also, it was on the notice board. But seat means only fees, but the rest of the things, everyday practicals, all those things, lot of money is involved, lot of activities involved where my parents could not afford. And at the same time, I was also not showing interest because of this only. Every time in my mind, money was there, not reading. Because from morning, the whole day, from evening to next day morning, I used to see a lot of problems in my house. Even that day also, we have to go buy rice and cook for the evening. That kind of situation also I have seen. My house was, today where I am staying, it's almost one toilet. Those days I was staying. So now my house has got four toilets.
What were you thinking as a child those days?
Why? Why with us? So I had no answers. Somehow I had the thing that I should become, somehow I have to earn money. I didn't know what kind of business to do. But luckily I had one more friend. He is also of the same category, same age. He is more explored actually, because they are basically from Punjab and Bangalore. Every year they used to travel here and there to go Amritsar. I was, other than Bangalore, I didn't know anything. We were both together almost 25 years. Up to at the age of 30 years. So we used to go to Kolhapur, Nipani, Belgaum, wherever we used to get cheap. Most of the time we were traveling only, going to Bombay, then we went to Bombay. There I met one person called Nafis. He is a major chappal manufacturer, leather chappals. It is in Nagpada. First time we met him just like that. We were walking on the streets, finding what to do, what not to do, looking at Bombay, going all the streets and all. We came across this. But then he said, well, okay, you be my representative in Bangalore. In he started supplying us. It is all costly chappals. And then we used to sell the chappals in, you can say, on Brigade Road you have a famous, very famous shop, a Cobblers, you must have heard. Even today it is the Cobblers, Sango. So we started directly buying, selling, giving them. So we stopped retailing, only wholesale. Bring and dump it, take the cash. So then we started seeing the entire India, traveling here and there, whichever, where it's almost became a trading business. We got into trading then, buying, selling, buying and giving. So we saw some money and we slowly established and started investing here and there. And we entered 90s and globalization, liberalization all started. And there, of course, by that time, we are a little matured also. By the, of course, 20, 21 years, we started investing in some business, whatever the savings we had. And some real money I saw in real estate. Some big money I saw in, because 1994 and all, 94 onwards, there was some good market in real estate. We used to buy some properties here and there, pay some advance and pay to the other person. And without investment, we made some big money. So that was a turning point. Then I started my company called MCS Logistics. So that also, I had no experience in that. I met one person during my travel. We met one person by name Nataraj Iyer. Of course, he is also an upper caste. When it come to business, we did not see any discrimination there. When there was money with us, we did not see any discrimination. We never talk, till date, we never talk about the caste. Today, we are in business, so there is nothing, we don't speak about caste at all. And multi-line containers, MCS. MCS Logistics, it was started in the late 90s. Then from there, I joined that group actually. There were about three directors. So they wanted, it was a Chennai-based, Madras-based company. And I joined as one of the directors into that company because they had no alternative, they wanted one person in Bangalore. Not that I was qualified for that. And we had some contacts in Bangalore. So they wanted garment exporters because it is an export-import business. They wanted some connections. So I had some companies' connections those days. So without investment, I became a director. They said, you check. Because they wanted business, they gave you a designation as director and introduced some companies. If profit comes, you are there. If loss is there, no money. And somehow, in Madiwala on Osur Road, we took one office. They only invested and so I was given the entire Karnataka in charge.
You keep saying you were not qualified. What level of education did you attain?
First PUC.
And after that, you didn't think you needed to go back?
No time. See, all that I required was speaking. Knowledge. So that I got it in my life. Life is an experience. So, and Because my business, I saw only success. Maybe that was the reason I did not go back or what, I don't know. So continuous success I saw.
And what was happening at the family side?
No, we were together only. So everything is family only for me. Then I gave them good education to my sister, my brothers, in a small house where we were in near Wilson Garden. I was staying in a small one-room house. Then I shifted to Coromandel Heights, one of the prestigious locality in Bangalore.
When did you shift? 90s,
96. Yeah. So then slowly we started buying vehicles, cars. At least my family, my mother, family, everybody were enjoying the life.
What was the first vehicle you bought?
Chevrolet Impala. Before this liberalization, all these cars were not there in India. Only after that all the companies are coming to India. So now no foreign cars are there. But those days only foreign, big car means foreign cars. Or else India, Indian cars, Ambassador and Fiat. Of course, I had an Ambassador also, but I went with Impala, and it was a very rare. Just I wanted to show this, I am having a big car. It was giving, hardly we were using it, to be frank. It was because a lot of, it consumes a lot of petrol. But I had a Austin Cambridge. Again, that was a second-hand car. That was my regular daily use. Just for the Christ's sake, I took it. Then my regular use was my Ambassador car. And after I disposed Ambassador and Austin Cambridge, which was almost, that is an imported car, but almost similar to Ambassador.
You can see. So you keep talking about how 90s, post-90s things changed, and you're bringing up liberalization as well.
See, there were two different businesses I had there after liberalization, my change. One was my logistics company, where I got a lot of businesses because that was the time where a lot of exports were happening, imports were happening, because of liberalization only. So there, a lot of garments, pharmaceuticals, granites were being exported. And it was all through MCS Logistics. And we had a good money, good profit. So there I saw a change. Because of the globalization, because of liberalization, only these things happened. There was everywhere business openings were there. So there were no qualification or caste discrimination was there. Only business was there. So that was one change, and that was a time I told you that real estate also was booming. And so we made big money in real estate here in transaction, buying, selling, investing in the properties. I made some money, and again that was converted into my other businesses. And in those days, my childhood was spent in Wilson Garden near Maikono. We had suffered. My sister was also sent out of school once, beaten for the fees. Then that day I had a quarrel with the HM of that school. Then that day I thought, that time I was little matured and I have seen money, everything. Then I said, why should we not start a school? I have a B.Ed. college, I have a nursing college today. We have a nursery, primary and high school. I have four schools today running in Bangalore. And all these schools we have is average school serving the downtrodden. My children are not come from a, again, parents are not educated. Parents are this corporation sweepers, most of them, because of that area is covered with slums and other things. So they all come from that background. But still they give that education. My first-hand children also speaks English. So they come to our school. Even my parent also joined me to English medium, not because they wanted any certificates. They wanted his child to speak English, learn English. That was, any small family, they want their children to learn English. They will not have any big dreams of he should become a good graduate or nothing they will have. They said, my son is going to English medium school. That is the first thing. Then slowly the ambitions grow.
What was it like to be a certain caste, not the upper caste, before the liberalization? And what after?
Yeah, see, what happened before liberalization, there were no much buyers or users in India. Now, after liberalization, a lot of multinational companies came in. When multinational come in and playing a role, they want this water. They will not ask Rajanayak has made or any XYZ has made. They want this product. And if this is 10 rupees, I'm giving it 9.50. That is the thing, globalization or liberalization. Lot of opportunities are open, thrown open to everybody. So there, the caste was not there. So you have the capacity to do it, we could successfully do it. That was there. But whereas before that, there were no openings. Very limited people, limited company, where all this caste, everything, caste creed was started coming up. But after liberalization, it's not that local companies came into market, but a lot of multinational companies came in, where even today they say that they don't have a caste column only, but still they have, because now we closely work with the topmost brands of this nation, and I'm closely working with CII, Confederation of Indian Industry, corporate sector, right from Infosys to most of the companies we work. They say, but what my personal experience, what we see, we sit with Tata or Cyrus Mistry also, not an issue. We have done it. But his manager will not sit with us. He will say, the person who sits any big companies, the procurement manager is mostly a Brahmin or an upper caste, you can say. So they say they will not ask you caste. By, for example, I did not ask you caste. Masood, yes, Muslim, understood. Nayak, Dalit. Some caste names are there. Muniswami, Allaswami, that Swami means he is a Dalit. So they will keep the file aside. They will not ask you anything. They will not ask you caste because they know you are a Dalit.
Did you ever try for a government job or ever get an idea that government schemes might help you in even entrepreneurship?
Yeah. See, basically, first thing, I was not qualified, nor I had dreamt of it, government job. Of course, my parents had a dream, especially Dalit community. If you ask for even girl, they'll say, you have got a government job. That's how they say. But we have changed their mindset today. So now I say, we are job givers, we are not job seekers. I have seen money, everything. But I never had the corporate style. Once in the 2011, I met Mr. Ratan Tata. That was a change. All of a sudden, I could shake hand with Mr. Ratan Tata. Then maybe on that day, I said, yes. Then I started dreaming. Why we can't become Ratan Tata? It's not only money. It is his style also, lifestyle, living lifestyle. How you have to lead the life. Then immediately, I came down and I took a Benz car, BMW today. From that day to till today, I have become very close associate of Tata Group in Bangalore. So they have become family friends to me. So again, we are not having any caste only there. So then I said, where is the caste? So caste is there in the smaller world. When you go into a bigger society, definitely nobody looks into caste and other things. So that's what our Chandrabhan Prasad said, we have to fight caste with capital. So that's what I am doing. All my three children are into business. Of course, all my businesses they are taking, and they have taken off.
So you were talking about the car, the first car. How many cars do you have now, in which all?
Today I have 5 cars. I have a BMW, I have a Benz, and Indian cars we have Skoda, we have Ford Endeavor, and Ford I have 2 cars. So as always, Benz means only in the movie I used to see Amitabh Bachchan driving or somebody else driving. Or a BMW. So now it is. I am also accessible to that. My sons are accessible to that. They don't ride any Indian cars today. So that was a band. We never thought 20 years back. I did not think that after 20 years I am going to become like this. We don't know what is the crore, how many zeros are there also.